Welcome to another episode of Focused on Nutrient Stewardship. I'm Eric Beckett, your field agronomist for Align FS. For this week's episode, I'd like to continue on what we talked about last week as far as tissue testing and just in-season nutrient evaluations. And as we start to get some tissue tests, we're doing some in-season soil tests, it's important to understand the results we're seeing, the reason why we're seeing different things, and some things to kind of think about as we diagnose some of these different deficiencies as we go through the growing season. When we're trying to diagnose deficiency symptoms, a tissue or soil test is going to be the ultimate matrix of how we evaluate that, but also understanding where we're kind of seeing the nutrient deficiencies within the plant can also tell us a little bit about if it's a mobile nutrient or if it's an immobile nutrient, and that can help us kind of narrow down what nutrient deficiencies may be out there. Also, when we do see some nutrient deficiencies, where is it showing deficient at? Is it only in the soil? Is it only in the tissue? Or is it both places? I would likely to say if it is in both places, it's likely there are some real deficiencies. And so we need to make some adjustments for even next year's fertility plan. If nutrient deficiencies are only showing up in the tissue and not in the soil, well, we need to understand why is that? Is there some temporary nutrient deficiencies going on in the plant? And those type of things can tell us a lot about the type of growing environment, the type of rooting environment, there's restricted root growth or something to do with some sidewall compaction around planting. So all those different factors can play into effect on why we're seeing nutrient deficiencies. Some other things to also take into consideration is our soil pH. Sometimes our soil pH can either limit nutrients or make nutrients more available. But in the case this time of year, some key things around pH is that we can see some nutrient deficiencies at high pH, and then we can also see some nutrient deficiencies at low pH. And so that's also helpful for understanding and also a good check mark that we address some of these things with our fall fertility or liming requirements. So if growers or listeners have got any questions around what you might be seeing this time of year, how to read a tissue test or a soil test this time of year, we'll encourage you to reach out to your local Align FS crop specialists or growers or listeners. You can always reach out to me personally at 217-318-9100. This has been another episode of Focused on Nutrient Stewardship. I'm Eric Beckett, your field agronomist from Align FS.